Welcome, everybody, to episode 432 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Gentlemen, how are you?
Meh.
Hanging in there.
Meh.
Yeah.
You guys have
had... I got through the week. It's finally over, at least.
I heard Ohio was hit hard with this bug that was going around. I know you were the victim of it, Breakman.
I blame Breakman because he was the first.
Yeah.
He gave it to me and my entire workplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was patient zero.
Well, to be fair, Eric, if you weren't so persistent on French kissing Breakman, then you might not have gotten sick. You
know? Hey, I never said I did that.
You didn't have to say it. We all saw it.
Yeah. But Breakman.
State. I don't think we live streamed it, unless I was drunk.
Breakman. Well, we did.
Well.
Breakman, how are you feeling, man? You feeling a lot better?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I still can't eat a lot of stuff because of Well, for instance, I tried to eat peanut butter like Tuesday or Wednesday, and. Yeah. It was the same color flying out of me as it was going in.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's
thanks for that.
We got a lot of people here that don't normally come in here. Oh, wait. That's another channel I'm looking at. Sorry.
Tell them to come over to Wicked Radio, Eric.
Wicked Radio, not like RP Gamers doing anything today. They're on Saturday.
Yeah, tell them to head on over.
Although even then, it's usually just a handful of people.
Yeah, let's steal
them. So I had a version of the norovirus, just to clarify, which is – vomiting, tons of stomach cramps, and explosive diarrhea.
I thought you said the NORAD virus.
No,
yeah, the NORAD virus. The NORAD virus. It's all enclosed in the mountain.
So you had that too, Eric?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just normal cold, I guess. That's
okay. Well, screw you, because I would have rather had a normal cold.
Yeah.
See, I had the shakes and was cold practically all day, and my muscles were all over.
Yeah.
And I was sneezing and coughing.
I was throwing up, and it was basically like I was going to take a colonoscopy the next day.
Yuck.
You shouldn't have eaten that gross burger you found.
Oh, my God. Can we please move on to the news?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you don't want to talk about diarrhea?
No, I really don't. Yeah, I really, really don't.
Yeah. My stomach's turning already.
I went for a few days where I couldn't really eat anything. Now I'm on this kind of a bland diet, which is like I can eat grilled chicken and toast, but I can't put peanut butter on the toast.
Brat diet.
Yeah.
Banana rice, applesauce, and toast.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey.
I would kill for a candy bar.
Also, Breakman, I am
not that I eat them all the time, but I'd kill for one about now.
Breakman what, Eric?
I'm drinking today, so I probably won't get drunk on this entire bottle of wine, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's something else I can't do is drink. I can't. There's no way I'm going through that hell again. Screw that shit.
Oh, come on, man.
Barefoot Condesa, or rather just barefoot Moscato.
Yeah, that shouldn't do much to you, Eric. Although you don't drink often, so we'll see as the show progresses.
I was going
to
say, if you don't have anything in your stomach already and you drink it quickly, you very well may get drunk.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten since like 4.
Oh,
so.
Perfect.
You start chugging that and you will...
Yeah, you'll feel pretty good by the end of the show, Eric. That's cool. Yeah. You're taking over for Breakman's position as drunk of the show. So that's cool. This week only.
Someone has to do it. Yeah. And St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, and it's St. Patrick's Day. There you go.
Rather get turnt day because that's what both people do because they're not Irish.
Is it an American thing?
Even the Irish don't do it because of Catholicism. They do it because they want to get drunk.
It is... Does anybody know the origins of pinching if you're not wearing green?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I think that's got to be an American thing, right? That's definitely not an Irish thing, I don't think. But whatever.
Probably not.
Is anything related to Irish?
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, well, let's get in the news. We don't have a ton of news today, which is cool. We can talk about some political stuff and some other things going on in the world. So, Eric, why don't we start with you?
Okay, from RPGsite.net, I'm going to start doing a different trend here. I'll get as many articles from this site as I can instead of Gematsu or Silicon Era. But this is a game I've not even heard of until today, but The Surge set to release on May 16th. And gets a new CG trailer, which we can't show to you. But it says, Focus Home Interactive and Deck 13 have announced the action RPG The Surge is set to release on May 16th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
It's sort of like
The Surge sounds like a bad horror movie.
Yeah.
And here's it sounds like an amazing 90s soft drink.
Yeah, The Surge.
Anyways, here's the description of the plot. Mega Corporation CREO. I don't know what CREO means. But works to reverse the devastating effects of climate change, but the facility is hit by a mysterious catastrophic event. After awakening from a blackout caused by this disaster, Warren is thrust to a deadly new world. Robots going haywire, insane augmented co-workers, and rogue AI. It seems everything wants him dead. Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, cliche or not, it sounds like another Mass Effect kind
of game. It's an action RPG game.
Yeah, yeah. I would play it. I mean,
maybe it's better than Mass Effect Andromeda because they're hearing not so good things right now.
Yeah. The only things I really care about in Mass Effect are scoring with people. So is that in this game? Because if not,
you just play a dating sim. You don't need to Mass
Effect. No, like I don't want like a dating sim. I just want that like as part of the background. I don't know.
You're gonna play a really shitty game just to get that?
You spend your whole day kicking ass and taking names and your whole night.
Mass Effect series is a great series.
Hey,
I love it. And it actually has good writing. Yeah. Unlike you
Freeze writing was terrible.
Does anybody know?
Really good.
Okay, maybe the writing wasn't terrible, but the plot was boring and the acting was woodenish.
Does anybody know anything about?
I disagree. Really, I really feel it that way.
I really disagree with you too.
Yeah,
I thought the acting was pretty decent.
Reality.
Does anybody know?
In Mass Effect, Mass Effect won awards for stuff like that, didn't it?
Yeah,
but one and two were one was good, had a good plot.
Yeah,
two,
one was okay.
An okay plot, and three just went to shit at the end.
Yeah, three wasn't great. Does anybody know of the developer Deck 13? Are they any good? Deck 13.
I'm not saying 3 is a bad game, but when
Oh my god, let's move on from Mass Effect.
Yeah, let's. Anybody know Deck 13? Eric, have you ever heard of Deck 13? Breakman? Anything?
No, I'm not familiar with them.
I've heard of it once before, but I can't remember what they did.
All I hope is they come out with a good game. That's what I'm hoping. I'm wondering if the next game that we're going to be talking about, Lost Dimensions, is going to be good. Breakman, do you have the story up?
Coming to us live from. Oh, this is someplace different. Coming to us live from what? What are you saying, Eric?
We've talked about this game before.
Yeah, but go ahead.
No, I was saying the website is different from our normal Gama Sutra or whatever we normally do. And coming to us live from RPG site, Ghostlight is bringing Lost Dimension to Steam later this year. Caught me by surprise that it wasn't, Silicon something or other. Ghostlight has announced they will be porting Lost Dimension to Steam later this year. Motherfuck.
What? What's going on?
That is literally the first sentence. Yeah. That is almost exactly the same sentence as the
This is just trap most websites fall until they'll just regurgitate the press release information.
Yeah.
Without editing it down so that they don't repeat themselves.
Yeah.
Lost Dimension is a tactical JRPG developed by Lancarce. And was localized by Atlas USA in 2015 for PlayStation 3 and Vita. And there's a story and some key features and moving on.
Yeah, they said they didn't give it too good of a review. Did you play it, Eric?
Yes, and I reviewed it for the PS3 and the Vita.
Yeah,
And hoping that this version at least will have 60 frames, because that's something that the game kind of failed at.
What?
That's a pretty shitty frame rate on the Vita and the PS3.
What website should people go to see your review, Eric?
The review is Totally GN.
TotallyGN.com. All right, let's move on to the next story.
That game came out like 2014.
Yep. Let's move on to the next story. Mug.
All right. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Amazon outs Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age Limited Edition Steelbook for pre-order. The pre-order page for Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age Limited Edition Steelbook, is now live on Amazon for $49.99, the same price as the standard edition. While we don't know quite yet what the Steelbook actually looks like, there is an FF12 panel at 1:30 Eastern Time at PAX East where we might expect to see it revealed. The listing suggests that the original soundtrack for the game won't be included as default in Final Fantasy X's HD remaster, but will instead be unlockable and possibly DLC. The Amazon listing mentions the inclusion of a digital code to unlock the original soundtrack background music option in-game. This would be similar to how Japanese voices were available as DLC for World of Final Fantasy, but would be included, but were included in limited editions of the game. Some more details about the remaster from the listing. It includes the game, an exclusive steelbook featuring artwork by renowned illustrator Akihiko Yoshida, and a digital code to unlock the original soundtrack background music option in-game. Enhanced gameplay features the Zodiac job system, an improved leveling system that caters to the player's preference, trial mode to take on monsters and enemies in up to 100 consecutive battles, and speed mode. Latest generation HD graphical capabilities, including characters and movie scenes fully remastered in high definition, which is a nice touch. True 7.1 surround sound, including high definition voicing and newly recorded background music utilizing the current generation of Count sound production. Modern advancements, including the PlayStation 4 trophy support and share functionalities, autosave, and shortened loading times. It will be coming to PS4 on July 11th.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why they didn't include the original soundtrack and why they felt the need to even remaster it, because there was nothing wrong with the soundtrack.
Holy cow, I'm reading the update, and it's going to cost $199 for the online store exclusive collector's edition, which there's no.
That is ridiculous.
That is absolutely.
Wait. A collector's edition online?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of that fucking features do you get? Like a desktop?
No. You just buy it online, stupid.
Oh, I see it here. It's got a bunch.
Yeah, it has like this set of these five little busts of the various judge magisters. They look nice.
Yeah, but still. And
some card art set. And I mean, it's like those things had better be really nice for,
I'm
$150.
I'm complaining about the soundtrack because
I'm with Breakman.
I thought Square learned its lesson, but apparently not, from a Final Fantasy X-X-2 remaster.
The
PS4 versions, the PC versions, had the original soundtrack.
I'm with Breakman. Because
people complain that they weren't in the PS3 and Vita versions.
I'm with Breakman, online or offline, man. $200 for that? No way.
No, it's just called the online store because you go to a website.
You're not listening, Eric. This is the second time you didn't listen. You didn't listen to Break, and now you're not listening to me. $199 for a special edition, whether it's online or offline, is ridiculous.
Why would it not be offline? It's the only way to order it.
Eric, I'm just making the point. Off or on, it's a ridiculous price for a pre-order. $199 for a game. I mean, with that much money, like if it was like, let's say, a fighting game, and they gave you a special fighting stick and maybe a player's guide and a soundtrack, it might be worth it. But damn.
For that price, they might as well just do you all the DLC style crap that DOA 5 Ultimate last round had.
Yeah, all of that plus a gold bar plus maybe a piece of platinum stuff like that might help out.
Yeah, here's a platinum trophy for all the trophy whores. You want a real platinum trophy? Here it is. Yeah,
exactly.
Just pay up.
All right, we're going to go on to the next story. Hopefully it doesn't have a special edition. This comes to us from Gamatsu.
At least the game's going to be sold for $50 for the standard edition.
Eric, I'm on to the next story. The next story.
Oh, sorry.
Shines. I want to say Shines, but that's not what it is. The Lightning Kingdom goes gold. And Enigami said it will release a new trailer next week, alongside an announcement that will make you very happy. It'll be available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. The console versions will be digital only. So it's an action RPG. It's got some key features and stuff like that. So Shines, or Shines, or however.
Well, I think he already had a date for it, but the fact that it's solidified now, so it's not going to be last minute delays like South Park.
Yeah, Dungeon Busters in chat. What's up?
Or Sonic Mania, which has been pushed to summer at some time.
Yeah. No date on it, so we don't. It's a non-news story. Moving on to the next story, Eric.
No, we had a date. It was like May something.
Yeah, but on this particular.
I don't know why they didn't mention it this time, but oh well.
Yeah, exactly. They might have moved it or something. That's why they don't know what it is. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is the PS3's production's ending soon in Japan. And it's from Gamatsu. PS3 will soon end production in Japan, according to official Japanese PlayStation website. excuse me, I almost burped there. The page for the 500 gigabyte standard model, the only remaining PlayStation 3 model production in Japan, mentions that shipments are scheduled to end soon.
Yeah. The death of the PS3, it's no surprise.
If it's Japanese runs, aren't US consoles made in Japan too?
Yeah, so yeah. Our run's coming to an end too. So
the PS3's had a good run.
Yeah, mm-hmm. PS3 is a great system. It wasn't a world changer.
They made it good with their 10-year plan.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And I think the last PS3 game that's going to come out is probably going to be Tokyo Xanadu.
Yeah. The PS3 was a great system. I enjoyed it tremendously. It's always about video games for me. It's not about all the other multimedia junk that they put on there, although those are nice touches, like the ability to see Netflix, etc., YouTube, all that stuff. But it's all about the games, and the PS3 definitely had some great games. PS4 is ramping up, too. Xbox One is okay with games right now, I'd say. I'd say they're in pretty good shape. I don't know. It's pretty exciting. It's good to be a gamer nowadays, for sure. So, Dungeon Buster says he loves his launch PS3. Yeah, I still have my launch PS3, too. The old...
I still have mine, but I had to buy a new one when my HDMI port stopped working.
Yeah.
Mine got the yellow light of death.
Oh, no. That sucks, man. I still have mine.
So, if anything, I'm going to use my old PS3 as like a... Maybe at some point I'll put custom firmware on it.
Yeah, I still have my launch PS3 that plays PS2 games, so that's a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Dungeon Buster says sounds like a dust buster, but I don't care that his launch PS3. Good thing it wasn't a dungeon buster. Anyways, all right. Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Capcom bringing the Disney Afternoon Collection to consoles and computers. I'm glad I got this story. Capcom has announced a revival of some of its classic NES games. On April 18th, 2017, the company will release the Disney Afternoon Collection for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. This will give people immediate access to Rescue Rangers 1 and 2, Darkwing Duck, DuckTales 1 and 2, and Tailspin. And by the way, Silicon Era.
Good job. They didn't put the
headline. You deserve a hand clap for that. Well done. Well done. I'm proud of you.
Those are words I never thought we would say on RP Grinders.
At least when RP Gamer does its articles, they always do their own articles, and then they source it.
What were you going to say, Brady?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to read the rest of the story and see if they continues. That was one paragraph, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the very least, they do their own headlines.
Hang on. Yeah. Go ahead.
The games in Disney Afternoon Collection, which I'd like some of those games. I really love the original Rescue Rangers, especially.
Yeah, and given the stuff that's included, it has DuckTales 2 and Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers 2. If you want to buy those, like originals, you're going to pay about $400 for bare carts.
Yikes.
So. I think the only weak game on here is Tailspin, but although Tailspin's better on the NES than it is on the Mega Drive and Genesis.
Did you ever see the PC Engine
Tailspin? PC Engine of Darkwing Duck, you mean? Yeah.
Tailspin.
Oh, there's a PC Engine version too, that's right.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very awful platformer.
But, I think I need to mention the absolute stupidity of a missed opportunity that Capcom had by not only not including portable platforms on here, but among them the 3DS and the Nintendo Switch, two Nintendo consoles for a collection about a bunch of NES games.
I know, that's strange. Maybe they'll be coming later digital download.
That could also, given the fact that this is also a licensing deal with Disney, there's, you know, that could also be playing a role.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are all the NES classics. There's a couple of, like, enhanced features, like, probably Boss Rush Metal.
Well, maybe
if enough
people complain, they'll delay it a bit and then they'll do a Switch port.
Yeah.
But, the Afternoon Collection will be retailing for $19.99 on PlayStation 4, Xbox, and PC, and it will be playable from March 31st till April 2nd at Capcom's WonderCon in Capcom's WonderCon 2017 booth.
Con.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
That's what I say.
Com.
Sorry, WonderCon.
Yep.
I did want a DuckTales 2 remastered, but I wanted it from Way 4, but I'll take this.
Yeah. I remember DuckTales and DuckTales 2 being good games, for sure.
I don't remember if I ever played the second one.
The best Duck game that they did, though.
Darkwing Duck?
Darkwing Duck has
great
Duck.
Music. I mean, not Darkwing Duck. I mean, DuckTales has great music.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty nifty little games.
I remember I was looking at something and people were talking about how hard DuckTales was. I'm like, I remember, like, blasting through the original DuckTales.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I played DuckTales after I'd played, like, several Mega Man games. Like, I'm like, wow, this is like Mega Man Lite.
Yeah.
I mean, cause people are talking about, like, it's, you know, it's like, it's not
Battletoads. DuckTales?
Yeah, the original DuckTales. Yeah, they're talking about the, yeah, it's like, it's not Battletoads hard, but it's up there. I'm like,
I was going to say. Hey,
no, like I just
suck.
Used to playing like hard games from Capcom, and another Capcom game comes out, and it's like, no, this is not a hard game.
Yeah, Mug,
Rusty Rangers isn't a hard game either, but it's a lot of fun.
Guys,
and I'm not complaining about DuckTales not being about how hard it is. It's a lot of fun. I like
that. Apparently,
that's really a remake.
Apparently, Rescue Rangers 2 was really fucking hard.
Yeah,
I remember like renting it and not liking it.
I think the hardest thing in DuckTales probably was getting the best ending. Maybe that's why it's hard. Because if you die, you lose all your money.
Hey, Mug, your mic's coming in really hot. I don't know if you're real close to your mic or what's going on there. But, hey, Cash Me Asmodeus is in the chat.
I'm done. I'm quitting the show, guys. I'm sorry. I just can't do this anymore.
I'm quitting.
Can we just call you the meme lord?
I didn't say it. It was Freak in chat, man.
No, instead of the Demon Lord, we'll call you the Meme Lord.
The Meme Lord. I love it. That's cool. All right, let's move on to the next story. I'll do the next one. Kingdom Hearts comes to us from Silicon Air. Union X launches on March 23rd in Japan.
Kai? That's Kai.
What? X is Kai?
Yeah,
that's the Greek word. C-H-I, Kai.
All right, well. All right. Union Kai, even though it says X here.
I thought that was just bad typeface. Like, I thought the X was like, oh, we're like, oh, shit, we can't get it straight. Fuck. Yeah.
This is also Kingdom Hearts. You should expect the titles to be fucked up.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts Union Kai launches on March 23rd in Japan for iPhone and Android, and it introduces a new mode called Union Cross that will allow players to team up in parties of six to take on quests. That's actually really cool. Update will also add new chapters and stories part of the version update. Those who are currently playing Kingdom Hearts Unchained Kai will get to continue playing without any disturbances. And it's going to
apparently this one it's actually Cross because it features a gameplay element called Union Cross.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Didn't do. All right, that's that story. Let's go with Mug next, please.
All right. Coming to us live from this site, which must not be named. Action RPG Mayhem in Single Valley stars a self-aware hero. Through a series of bizarre events, including squirrels taking his savings, Jack learns that he is a character in a video game in top-down RPG Mayhem in Single Valley. Again, Silicon Air is knocking it out with the decent writing of headlines and first lines of the story. Players will be in control of Jack, and that's not always something he will appreciate, with players exploring their position as an overseer of someone with his own life and wants. Jack will also have to deal with the machinations of the developer, who seems to be going out of the way to make cruel things happen to him. Players will assist Jack in combat and puzzle solving throughout the game. Much of combat involves dealing with angry animals, and Jack can use varied foods, potions, and poisons to deal with these, distracting or incapacitating them so he can pass safely. Should Jack not lead his enemies away or sidetrack them, he can always use fast dodges and reflexes to escape. Mayhem in Single Valley uses a different leveling system that depends on the equipment he has on him. His levels will shift based on what players put on him, and there will be some moments where removing that equipment will be key in making it through difficult situations, such as removing shoes during stealth sections. That's kind of
clever. Why not putting socks on first, or socks over the shoes?
Okay. Because most of the time, your socks won't fit over shoes. Mayhem in Single Valley is currently raising green light votes for its lighthearted exploration of the relationship between player, in-game character, and developer. A demo is available through itch.io.
Sounds kind of like Contact. Cool. Sounds like Contact. Do you ever play Contact?
Mm-mm. Although there's a close up of the of a bunch of the characters, and the sprite work looks really nice.
Yeah, I like the fact that I like the fact that they show a dog pooping. That's really cool.
That would be something you would like.
Yeah. that's really cool, actually. So this game looks interesting. I might play this. Is there anything else on this?
No, that's it.
All right. Next story, let's go to Breakman.
Okay, coming to us. What? What are you saying? What? Don't tell me no. Fuck you. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. What are you doing here? What the fuck is this script error I'm having? I'm getting the security alert from this page. It won't let me fucking access it.
All right. Let me go ahead and
try. Yeah, I'm
out of this page. I don't want anything to do.
I think it's my turn anyways.
I skip around, Eric, but go ahead.
Mm. Anyways, Ray Geek Got is getting a physical release for PS Vita courtesy limited run games. And as you all know, you have to jump on that immediately, otherwise sold out. Because that's how unlimited games works. Mm-hmm. But publisher Actel announced that the experience developed a dungeon crawler Ray Geek Got will get a physical release through limited run games. And you could hover over on the website on April 14th when pre-orders become available, and stock likely won't be too high, so be sure to grab a copy when you can. It's basically a beginner's dungeon crawling RPG experience, first person dungeon crawling experience for those who aren't used to experience these games.
Yeah, I like
a lot of the fat out.
I kind of like first person RPGs.
It doesn't have a traditional leveling up system. You use gems to bump up your stats and to get items and equipment.
That's cool. I don't mind that. That's cool. All right, I saved probably the best for last.
So when you encounters aren't random, they're actually icons on a board.
Oh, that's cool too. I dig that too. I don't mind random encounters like most people, but I like the fact that they have them on the screen. That's cool too.
I'm okay with them when I'm playing like a retro game because I get it. It's in there. But new games, I don't want random encounters.
I don't mind it as long as it's not overly annoying. It's no big deal to me. Let's go with Mug.
All right, coming to us live from Silicon Era. The East 8 demo set sail on March 24th in Japan for PlayStation 4. Japan will be getting the PlayStation 4 version of East 8, Lacrimosa of Dana, on May 25th, but fans will get to try it out earlier with a demo that will arrive in the Japanese PlayStation Store on March 24th. In the demo, players will get to check out a Coral Forest dungeon, the first dungeon of many for Adult to take on. The demo will feature the Inferno difficulty. I'm imagining that's just a typo. And if you're familiar with the East series, that has been the super ultra beyond nightmare mode. However,
what's it called?
They called it Inferno, but Inferno is
Inferno. Inferno mode.
Yeah, Inferno difficulty.
Not every East game has an Inferno mode, too. I think only Fel'Gana and this one did.
Yeah, Fel'Gana was that's the one that's most notorious for. But Fel'Gana is widely regarded as the hardest of the series. but anyway, East 8 Lacrimosa of Dana is to be released in Japan on March 24th, and the PlayStation Vita version is currently available in Japan. It is headed westward in fall 2017 for PS4, Vita, and PC.
Looks really pretty. I've seen video on this game and stills, and it looks good. So
yeah, and the PS4 version runs at it, and it's like apparently it's actually super same. Like, well, they actually rendered it at higher than 1080p. And super sampled it down to HD.
Yeah.
So it looks like super smooth, and it runs at a rock solid 60 frames per second at all times. So yay! I know where I'm playing it.
Yeah. All right, that's the end.
My plan is to buy the Vita version, Vita Collector's Edition, and hopefully get a code of the PS4 version. That'll be covered.
Cool. That would be cool. That's the end of the news, folks. No homie discounts. Do we have any Twitter questions, Breakman?
Oh, you know, we probably do, because it's been a while.
I do have a discount.
You're doing the discount. Breakman, go ahead and look that up.
I got it. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you look over on deals.kenja.com, there's a thing where you can get Arkham Knight on PS4 for $10, or you can get the Super Ultra Mega Complete Edition for $18. The game has its issues, but it's easily worth that amount of money.
Yeah. I've finished all my wine.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Holy crap.
Already.
You could have just told us. You didn't have to belch, too. Or just one or the other. Had you belched from like, oh, well, you finished the stuff.
It
like
wouldn't that be RP Grinders if somebody wasn't belching or farting or.
Yeah, I had to make up for that.
Or we go without belching or farting.
Yeah. Wait, who's putting the mic next to their ass?
That's for the audience to find out, I guess.
I thought it was always you, Break, man.
Yeah.
No, that is true. I mean, it's a fair assumption.
Yeah. All right. Twitter questions, Breakman.
Okay. I just brought up the page and then I exited out of it on accident here. Okay. Coming to us from at 303G14. I'm not sure who that is. Is that the question we had a couple weeks ago?
No, I think I know who this is, but.
Oh. Okay, well, serious question. What starts podcast wars? It was mentioned in Passing Combo, and now I am interested.
It was podcast wars?
What starts? I don't understand the question.
Is that like Star Wars, but podcasts?
I don't know, man. This guy.
No, serious question. What starts podcast wars? Apparently, you guys mentioned podcast wars sometime last week.
I don't know, and I don't know really why this guy's listening. This guy's been on my wife's jock forever, so it's like, you know, dude, I mean, seriously, just go away. I don't want to take any more questions from this guy anymore. It's done. I blocked him on Twitter. He's real good friends with my wife, so that's as far as I want to get into it. So let's just move on. Anything else?
No, that is it.
All right, that's it. All right.
Sorry.
I have a lulls for this week.
Yeah.
I forgot. I didn't mention it because, well, I just kind of stumbled upon it just now. But I'll mention it when we get there.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, wow, someone else is picking up his slack because he hasn't been sending tweets. Yeah, somebody is, sort of, I guess. But to answer – I mean, quickly answer that question, just be a dick. I mean, that's all it takes. Just be a dick constantly.
Does that mean Freak's a dick every week then?
No, but he – yeah. Look – Freak is
he's always asking us terrible things, so that kind of makes
Freak,
him a dick.
Freak is a lovable dick, I guess. I don't know, man. He's like you know, he's a friend of the show. So, you know, stuff like that, I don't you know, that's fine. But I've had other people I think this is in reference to my previous life like beef that I had with another show, and I'm not getting into that shit anymore, man. I'm done with all that nonsense. It's done and over, and I'm moving on to bigger and better
things. Are you talking about that show?
I'm not. Did Eric? Let's not get.
Okay, then I guess I'm right then.
Yeah. All right. Nothing else. Let's move on to. Freak 5 says everybody loves his dick. Get out of here, Freak 5. You're exiled. Anybody have an item of the week? WEAK.
I have a question for Frank.
Yes.
Here's a Twitter question. Although I didn't mention it on Twitter, but do you hate East 1 because it features a silver or rather clarion harmonica?
I don't hate the game. I just hate the harmonica in it. That's all.
But it plays such a lovely song.
Oh God, Mug, stop it. anybody have an item of the week?
Anybody? I do. Not.
I do. And it's going to be kind of surprising. Mine is Cory Booker. I saw a video about Cory Booker, the Democrat from where is he at? He's in New Jersey, I believe. And Cory Booker is such a hypocrite, man. He's talking about.
You just said he was a politician. You're like using what is it called? Double negatives.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much, man. Like
you called him a politician, then you called him a hypocrite. I mean,
that's pretty much the same thing.
You're being redundant.
Yeah, but
redundant. That. Yeah,
well, Bernie Sanders is a politician. I don't consider Bernie Sanders a hypocrite. So, you know, it's like this guy is.
I can tell you one way in which he is a hypocrite.
Oh my God, go ahead.
I was just thinking. I'm thinking probably the same thing you are.
Okay.
Yeah, he claims to base his political opinions on science, and yet he's anti-biotech and GMOs and everything because he's so strongly anti-corporate.
Well,
despite the fact science is just as strong in support of those as it is for the fact that anthropogenic climate change is a real thing.
I understand that, but the difference between a guy like Cory Booker and Bernie Sanders in this regard is twofold. One, if you showed Bernie Sanders the actual science, I'm sure he might change his mind. Cory Booker would not. Cory Booker is a corporatist. He took – I think it was 2014. He took more big pharmaceutical money than anybody from the pharmaceutical lobbies. Cory Booker did. And when the Democrats voted to symbolically abolish money in politics, he was one of, I think, 14 people, Democrats, that said no way, not even symbolically. So he, to me, he's a big hypocrite. Cory Booker is definitely my item of the week. Anybody else have one at all? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to what have you been playing? Let's start with Break. Break, man. What have you been playing? Probably not much, man. You've been kind of sick.
Well, I was sick for a while, but then, you know, obviously I got some recovery time. So, let's see here. I played some Final Fantasy Record Keeper, which is celebrating the second anniversary. So they're, as always, giving us more free stuff.
Yeah.
Just free stuff. Never giving them a dime, and they just keep giving to me.
Yeah.
I'm afraid one of these days they're just going to come knocking at my door like, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
What do I do? Anyway, play some Fallout. But I've probably been spending the most time playing my new game, Halo Wars 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Digging that so far, Break?
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun playing it online and learning new ways to, like, fuck with people and shit like that.
Yeah. Cool.
New ways to win fights, shit like that. That's it.
That's kind of how Halo is in general, just finding ways of how to greet people, pretty much. All right, Mug, you're up.
I've been mostly busy with the move, so I haven't done a lot of game playing, and there's been a lot of weird shit going on. So, you know, drama that I don't care to go into on the show. But the one I have played, I've been, you know, tinkering around with Arkham Knight and, you know, essentially trying to finish out all the DLC, and I'm working on getting all the damn Riddler trophies. I've got, like, you know, 28 of them left to get.
Yeah. Those are cool. I like getting the Riddler trophies. They're pretty fun little addition to that game.
Well, they were cool up to a point. Arkham Knight makes them much more of a chore than they need to be.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster said, Freak says cheap wine can get you drunk too. They were talking about cheap wine. Dungeon Buster says Sanders respects the science, but is not necessarily a fan of the uses that corporations want to use it for. That's exactly correct. And he's been
he pushes like outright disproven bullshit when it comes to biotech.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says I've been playing a lot of Nier Automata. I heard that game's pretty good. And then Freak5 says, OMFG, is it going to be another year of Break saying that he's playing Halo 2 every week? Probably, and there's nothing wrong.
You mean Halo 5?
Halo Wars 2.
Yeah,
that's what I was just talking about.
Yeah, Halo Wars 2.
Well, you said he mentioned specifically Halo 2.
I'm not a fan of Halo, but I understand the importance of Halo in the gaming world. I don't mind playing Halo every once in a while.
Well, Halo Wars 2 is a completely different game from almost every other Halo game.
Halo Wars?
Yeah, Halo Wars 2. I keep saying this.
Yeah, it's Halo
Wars. No. He said, is it completely different from even Halo Wars?
No, I said from most other Halo games.
No, it's different.
I didn't say all. There's the original Halo Wars, obviously, which is basically it's StarCraft for consoles.
Yeah.
All right. And there's been like third person shooters like Spartan Ops, but most of the Halo games are first person shooters.
Yeah.
But Halo Wars is a completely different game because it's a strategy game instead of a shooter.
Yeah. Yeah, strategy game.
Which was all I was trying to say.
Yeah. Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I've been playing a little bit more Breath of the Wild. I played it all day yesterday, which will get into my stinko a little bit later. But it's hard to put down. I've been playing it over review code that I should be playing instead.
Yeah.
Because I've been like getting tired and being like, it's late in the day. I might as well just spend the rest of my waking hours playing this instead. Because I've always been busy or just feeling like shit otherwise. Just past week, but other than that, I've been playing more. I played more Altair Fierce over the weekend, and I decided after replaying the game because I didn't start with the right options. Because I apparently, basically, what I did was I heard that you basically you can fail meeting the quota for you got like a year to pass this alchemist exam, and if you basically waste your time until then by sleeping all the way through, you can activate New Game Plus immediately, and New Game Plus confers all the bonuses that the DLC customs had, regardless of whether or not you equip it. So I was like, I'll just do that then. So I just basically spent time replaying through the point I was at before I decided to do that. So I think I played enough, even outside of that, to form a review, and hopefully that will be up soon next week.
All right.
But other than that, I played Blaster Master Zero. It's a really good reboot of a series that you should check out if you have a 3DS or a Switch.
Is it coming to anything else?
No. It doesn't make sense for it to be out on platforms that it wasn't originally released on.
Why is that?
Because it was a Nintendo title.
Pre-5, I mean, it wasn't.
There was a PlayStation release.
It was a Sunsoft game.
Yeah, but it was on Nintendo platforms. So it's been traditionally on Nintendo platforms, other than the one that was released on PlayStation 1.
And there was also a Genesis version. There was also a Genesis
game. Oh, yeah, there was also Genesis game.
Yeah, like it's not, yeah, like, it doesn't make any sense for it to remain specific to Nintendo just because the original one was.
Although I think Inta Creates, though, is primarily a Nintendo-based developer. They haven't really developed anything other than Nintendo titles. So I wouldn't expect it to show up on other platforms.
Freak 5 is exiled again. And what else, Eric?
I mean, the only other platform Inta Creates is released for is for one game specifically, and that was Azure Gunvolt, which had a very terrible port on the PC.
All right, you playing anything else, Eric?
I've been watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Good job.
The first disc of the first season, or the first two seasons, this is apparently the package of the first two seasons in the first release.
Good. Cool. You dig
That's
it?
Cool, because the show really does change in the second season when they have Frank.
Yeah, the show is basically R-rated version of Seinfeld. It's about them. It's a show about nothing, but it's about a bunch of completely irredeemable assholes.
That's what I was gonna say. Drunken assholes, but I was gonna say assholes.
Well, I mean, when I first watched it, it looks to me like the philosophy was, it's like, well, if you look at sitcoms, who's the funniest character? It's always the one who's either the biggest fuck up, the biggest jerk, or basically the one who causes the most chaos. So let's make a show about nothing but these people.
Yeah, that's cool. I need to watch that. I've been slacking on
watching. Also, the first disc I got was a DVD, so that implies that hasn't been a Blu-ray release of the original seasons, although that might change when I get to season 9 or something.
Dungeon Buster.
There's like 11 seasons, and apparently they don't even have season 11 yet.
Well, that's going to be on Netflix, I believe.
Well, that season 11 just ended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that'd probably be digital only, so I don't know.
Dungeon Buster says, props to Mug on making me do the research. I like Bernie, but some of his science views are kind of bizarre after all. Yeah, there are a few.
There aren't very many scientifically conscious politicians, period. Yeah. So I'm not surprised by that at all.
A lot of that, too, goes to them trying to cater to religious votes.
Which is why I wish the U.S. had someone like Justin Trudeau, because he knows his shit.
Yeah,
and that was the thing. So, like, as far as it was the biotech and the GMO thing that he was, he's essentially that was the one area where I really broke with Bernie, because he essentially was like he was just bitching about like Monsanto and all this shit. It's like you sound like an anti-science nut job when you talk about this stuff. But he would talk about like it's like the science is in on climate change. Like, well, the science is in on GMOs too.
Yeah.
There's actually the science for GMOs is better studied than the science for anthropogenic climate change. That's not disputed.
I'm gonna give Bernie a pass on this for this reason, Mug, because the most pressing thing, I know GMOs are important, don't get me wrong, but climate change to me is a little more important. Hey, we just got joined in chat by Ronald Reagan back from the dead. So what's
Ronald Ray Gunman?
I call him Ronald. Hey, Ronald. And don't make fun of his middle name, McDonald, either, guys, okay? right.
His middle name was McDonald?
No.
Come on. Do you know that in Japan it's not Ronald, it's Donald McDonald?
Yeah, Donald McDonald.
Donald McDonald. That's funny.
Seriously?
I thought it was Ronald McRonald.
No, it's Donald McDonald. It's Donald McDonald.
Hey, Mug, I don't know what's going on with your mic, dude, but you sound too loud and kind of muffled. I don't know what's going on, man. All right. Let's see. Let's move on. I've just been playing a little bit of Mortal Kombat and Marvel Puzzle Quest as per the norm. Ronnie Reagan. That's awesome. Breakdown.
I don't know what that reference is to.
It's a Garbage Pail Kid, man. That's awesome. All right, let's move on to Stinkos. Let's go with you, Eric.
Stinkos is my cold that I caught yesterday. Rather, the cold I caught earlier this week, but it only just hit me yesterday. Yeah. And it hit me hard.
Yeah.
I was pretty much out of the count for the entire day.
Dungeon Buster said it's time to watch Iron Eagle. I know, that's such
and great. I had to go through work basically putting up with the remainders.
Yeah. All right.
I wasn't the only one, because nearly in the entire workforce was calling off that day.
Yeah.
Or they weren't present today.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Mass Effect Andromeda apparently being a shit show, because they basically hired an outside studio to do the bulk of the game, and they didn't do a good job. Like, bad animation, that money that BioWare apparently doesn't have the money or the care to fix.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says Ronnie Reagan was also a reference to his Star Wars
initiative.
I saw a couple of video clips of the facial animations and...
It looks like
everyone's had Botox.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the main character writer, the female writer, she looks ugly. I mean, I know they probably weren't going for photogenic people, but she still looks off. But not only that, but bad animations, bad character models, even more wooden acting than I saw in Mass Effect 3, and even worse writing.
Mm. Yeah, I have not seen
any. And apparently there's lots of gameplay bugs, of course. Yeah. There is.
I have not watched I haven't watched any trailers, I only saw a small clip
and that was enough for me to go, if I do get it, it's not going to happen until much later.
Ronald Reagan in chat says, "Go out there and win one for the Gipper." Thanks for that, MXT. You're exiled. Son of a bitch. All right. Anything else, Eric, or is that it?
I didn't know this either, Dungeon Buster, but apparently, like, they had some sub-studio work on the game. Which makes me wonder, what has BioWare proper been doing?
Yeah, probably something to do with Skyrim or Elder Scroll, I'm guessing.
That's Bethesda.
I got my companies mixed up.
I only hope they're working on a new IP, which is why they outsourced it to begin with.
Hopefully. All right, Breakman, your stinko.
I've got a lot because it's been a really long couple weeks. But I'm just going to narrow it down to the two worst. Obviously, last week I wasn't on the show because I had a version of the norovirus. I don't know exactly what it was. There's no way of knowing how I caught it exactly. I could have caught it from something I ate or from just touching something.
Ugh.
Or being in the presence of somebody who had it.
Stop licking those toilet seats, man. You'll be all right.
No, I looked online. It's not the toilet seats.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
I double-checked.
Weren't disputing licking the toilet seats, though. That's
No, listen, Frank. I looked online, and it says toilet seats are probably one of the more sanitary
spots. Yeah, you're right.
That's okay.
It's right. Okay. All right. What else, Brickman?
So I had that, and that was terrible, and... You know, there are a few. I can't believe the last couple of weeks. Like, I'll say one of the things I'm not going to talk about involves the police. Yeah. But
fuck the police.
But the thing that actually they helped out this time. But so I guess a couple of weeks ago, one of my friends, my neighbor, and like I said, when I say friend, I mean this is the guy that I probably hang out with the most, who isn't like related to me. You know, just like going out and doing stuff, and like when I went to the haunted house that haunted cave, which was amazing. Like, him and his girlfriend, they're the ones who went with us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's in the hospital about a couple weeks ago because he started throwing up blood, they found out that there was something wrong, like, with his intestines or something, so they had to wrap his intestines. And then they found there was an ulcer too, so they were dealing with that. And they've kept him sedated for the last couple weeks. They've had him sedated to keep him basically from trying to move around or do anything that could rupture or cause the wrappings to rip and such like that.
Right. Right.
Well, yesterday they found that his liver is failing, and they don't think he's going to survive now.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Blake. That really sucks.
He's 31 years old.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful, man.
So every day, like, they're like, well, and they said if he's going to die, it'll probably take even a few weeks or something like that. Just like, so this is just agonizing suffering type shit, you know.
Is there a chance he's going to come out of it, or what?
Yes, okay. Yes, and that's what I keep saying, like, to his girlfriends, like, you just have to keep fighting, and you have to keep believing that he can pull out of this.
Yeah,
have to prepare for the worst.
Yeah, yeah. Is there like a GoFundMe or something for him, Breakman, or something?
Actually, she started one, and I forgot that I didn't get it. I forgot about it.
Just tweet that out on the RP Grinders feed, and we'll retweet and try to get as much support as we can to help out. Man, that really sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that, Breakman.
And there are bigger problems with the whole situation too, because he has only one living relative. It's his sister, and they hate each other, and they can't find her anywhere. So we have no idea where she is. And since she's alive, his girlfriend doesn't have any power, you know, any medical power or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that sucks, she's been trying. She's trying to get power of attorney. Apparently, she's going to a lawyer on Monday.
Yeah.
So hopefully that works out. Because if it doesn't, and the worst happens.
Yeah.
She is not going to be allowed to do anything.
Yeah,
she won't be allowed to plan funerals. She won't be allowed to, you know, she'll have no rights to him, basically. Yeah.
Well, that sucks, man. I hope at least that part gets it. And the main thing, I hope he gets out, you know, and then maybe he can set things.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about the worst that's all I was doing yesterday. And I've been trying to think, like, today, like, they said he's stable.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's good, man. But let's just hope for the best.
He's in a hospital where they can watch him and monitor him, and they can do everything they can to help him.
Yeah, at least he's in the right place, man. That's for sure. Breakman, anything else?
Isn't that enough?
Yeah, that's enough, man. All right, Mug.
Unless you really want me to get into it, because there's some other shit, too.
No.
Okay, here. Let me see here. Jill's friend was in a car accident. She was in the hospital for a couple days last week. And the cops, basically they came over to my house knocking on all the neighbors, the neighbor right next to me. He's an older guy in his 60s, trying to find out his name and knew if anybody had a key or could get his attention or something like that, because he wasn't answering his door. I called him and, you know, came out and stuff, but apparently, like, he called in a suicide threat.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
So it was like a welfare check. The cops were there trying. They were going from door to door trying to find anybody who, like, knew him, knew his name, knew his number. Like, the people right next to him are like, they didn't really help out. And on the one side, I'm on the other side of him, and I did everything I could, obviously, calling him and everything.
All right. MXT.
Yeah. Like I said, the cops were the good guys that day because they showed up for.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few. There are four cops showed up for one suicide threat. So.
MXT says, I'd like to give a shout out to WWE Diva Paige, who is having an extremely bad day. I have no idea what that's in reference to, MXT. Mug, you're up next.
I knew you were done. I wore you down, Frank.
Well, as usual, I think I kind of have some, you know, some universal stinkos, because I'm about to talk about Trump. And, you know, and his little, I don't know if you've seen, if you've looked, it should be all over the internet by now, but his little snub of Angela Merkel, who is the elected, you know, leader of Germany, you know, only the wealthiest.
What that asshole do now? I mean, yeah, actually, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh, there's footage of that. They're sitting, you know, next to each other in the typical kind of diplomatic, you know, thing, for, you know, like, you know, photo op for the camera. And, you know, he's sitting here just kind of, you know, not paying attention to her and like pointedly ignoring her, not looking in her direction. And one of the reporters are asking him, you know, asked him, said, can we get a handshake? And he acted like he couldn't understand, you know, couldn't hear. And then it was repeated, like much clearer. And she, like, she obviously hears it and she looks over at him and she gives him this kind of this, like, what's going on? And he just refuses to look at her. Like, you know, he's alienating one of our closest allies and the wealthiest entity in the EU. And he is a public relations and he is an international incident, with a bad toupee. And so that's going to be interesting. And there's a lot of people who are very pissed off about this because it's not something you don't fucking do that. But there's also the whole thing with Rex Tillerson talking about how military action against North Korea is being considered. And North Korea is threatening nuclear, a nuclear exchange.
We should start naming off the countries he hasn't pissed off at this point.
Yeah, he's pissed off Japan with his little.
Yeah, I know about that one. Like he just needs to. Handshake
thing.
Yeah, at this point, I think there'd be a shorter list. It'd be easier for us to mention what he has, who has been pissed off.
Maybe Iceland.
Let's see here.
Iceland.
Is that Iceland?
Maybe Iceland. Greenland.
Maybe Djibouti.
Djibouti.
Indonesia.
Punjabi.
I haven't heard anything from Indonesia. I haven't heard anything from Punjabi.
Oh no, Indonesia is out of the equation. That's out. Australia's out. Let's see. Mexico's definitely out. Canada's out. Germany's out. China's out.
I don't think he's pissed off Vanuatu.
Oh, yeah. Vanuatu. Maybe Nigeria, Liberia, some of those African countries, although I don't know. Dungeon Buster says Trump clearly doesn't want the United States as a flag bearer in the world at this point. It'll be up to Germany and Europe and essentially China in the Pacific now. Rex Tillerson.
So what I'm getting is that he's, you know, he seems to think that America should be an isolationist country.
He's worse than Abe is.
Do you want us to be, you know, like North Korea? You know, the rest of the world doesn't matter. You know, like, you know, everything's about, you know, this whole America first thing. Like, not a good idea.
Yeah.
No. America's in debt to some of those countries too. They need to. We still need to pay them for all the money.
Like China, we're in debt. Like crazy amounts to China.
Yeah, China's the one that he really shouldn't be fucking with at all, and North Korea because of the. And another one to watch out for is Iran, man. I mean,
and Japan.
I don't think we could forgive anybody at this point for voting for this loser.
Oh, God. Yeah. I imagine if he
it's
fucked
like, how can you be this colossally stupid? I told you. Eric, I fucking Eric. Told you.
Hang on, Eric. Hang on.
Finish my sentence.
Hang on. Go ahead.
Imagine if he fucked things up badly enough to Japan where Japan suspended trade relations with the U.S.
Yeah, no more import or no more Japanese games. That would fucking suck. I leave this country.
No more game consoles except for the Xbox.
No, I seriously would leave this country if that happened.
No. All right. Jeez.
I don't want to be a part of a country that does that.
It really sucks, man. I mean, we're just going to have to hold on and hope for the best, man. Dungeon Buster says he's going to antagonize the something at the risk of worsening relations between South Korea, China, Japan, none of those Asian nations want a conflict with North Korea, and Tillerson is essentially egging things on. It's ridiculous. And Rex Tillerson has no diplomacy whatsoever, man. He was an awful pick.
Secretary of State.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that mug or guys on that?
That's it for me.
All right, me. My stinko goes to Northwestern and SMU for ruining my perfect March Madness bracket. I had a perfect bracket, until Northwestern beat Wisconsin by 2 fucking points and MSU lost by 1 point. If both of those teams,
dude, I can't believe MSU lost that one. I was like, fuck.
Oh, man.
I had them Sweet 16.
Yeah, I did too. And both of those teams just – although I'm still in second place, I'm doing pretty good. But damn, who do you have winning it all, Breakman?
Kentucky.
Yeah, I do too. How weird.
Really? Kentucky winning. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I have Kentucky winning the whole – I hope they do. Then I win my bracket. That's what I got to hope for at this point.
Are you getting money if you win?
I am. I have $25 in there, and there's like 25 people. So there's a ton of money in that pool. So –
yeah. I only play for fun. I don't want to play for. I don't like gambling, yeah. Unless I'm like gambling.
I like gambling small amounts of money.
I'm just kidding. I love gambling. Gambling's a lot of fun. I just when stuff like this is just fun. I you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to put money on it and get in a big pool and all that shit.
Yeah. All right. Sweetos Mug. Start with you.
For me, I think the main thing is that, you know, everything's in place for the move, and it's all happening. I've got my job hunt started for, you know, for out in Colorado, and it's basically just a matter of waiting out the last few days until I get my stuff shipped out, and then on the 27th, I am out of South Carolina, hopefully for good.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. That'd be really cool. I think you're gonna enjoy it in Colorado. It's pretty awesome out here. Anything else, Mug?
No, that's really it for me.
Just looking at MXT's leaked photos, man. There's something else. All right. What did I leave off here? Breakman, you're Sweeto.
To UC playing right now in the tournament, and doing pretty well against Kansas State.
I hope they beat, because I got Cincinnati getting up to, I think the final 16-2. So,
Yeah. See, a lot of people aren't picking them against UCLA. I think that's going to be a great game.
But
there were several people that picked this as like the upset game, as one of the upset games.
I picked the Middle Tennessee game, which was cool. A 12 beating a 5 usually happens, and I picked the right one this year. So, yeah.
There's at least one always. Sometimes there's two or three, and just start trying to pick the ones. Like, God damn it, I'm usually wrong. But like last year when there were so many, it was like hard not to be wrong.
Yeah. MXT says he has leaked photos on the internet. I don't want to see those, MXT. Dungeon Buster says it's just amazing that one of the first acts Tillerson does is antagonize a regime that has no compunction about using BX gas to assassinate family members. I know, man, that's... that's crazy.
Why MXT? Why?
I don't know. That's weird.
I think there's a limit to as far as MXT's populism can go.
No, you know what happened? MXT's microwave got bugged, and they took pictures of MXT, and I don't want to see
those. Oh, you're talking about the no sex tape comment. Yeah. Why did you go there, MXT? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He says, like, I have no leaked photos. I said, correction, you had no leaked photos.
Yeah, exactly.
So, see, if you could see what I'm seeing right now, you would vomit. I mean, that's
the microwave thing, man. Eric.
I've done that enough. I want none of that.
I don't want it either. Eric, you're Sweeto, if you have one.
I guess getting over my cold as quickly as I did with as much as I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still putting up with it, but it's better. But the other Sweeto, I guess, would probably have to be the Nintendo's finally putting into motion efforts to make more Switches to meet demand. So at least they did better than when they did the Wii, because that took forever to get new units.
Yeah. That's awesome, Breakman. He said the toilet will spy on you next.
But I think I had one more now. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But
Frank, I didn't say it because we might get killed.
Freak 5 says...
Anyways, I'd say Kong Skull Island. That's my Sweeto. Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Good movie.
Freak 5... If you see guys in black suits, just run, Frank. Just run.
Freak 5 says, the MXT sex tape is the only leaked sex tape that has only one view, and that's because MXT wanted to make sure it was really his. Yeah, exactly. and he confirmed it on Twitter, too, which is weird.
He actually swallowed one of those pill cameras.
Oh, and I thought you were going somewhere. Gross. Oh, my God, MXT. MXT is exiled. The new travel ban that Trump proposed got blocked, so that was good. People can see through these ruses. You know what I mean? Like, they can just see through it. It's as clear as
daylight. You know, you're doing this because you're a racist.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? I forgot to put one in here. Paul Ryan and the Trump team are kind of fighting. They're fighting over who created Trump Care, or now they're calling it Ryan Care, which I find kind of hilarious. Get Out was awesome. Make sure you go see that movie. It's really cool. And I'm mentioning Bernie Sanders here, not because of some of the scientific stuff we talked about earlier, but I saw a video of him actually listening to a woman in West Virginia and offering her some comfort and saying, you know, I'm not a representative of West Virginia, but I'm going to do what I can. And he gave her a hug. And, you know, it just that type of person right there, we need way more of. He's not perfect. No politician's ever perfect, but he's as good as we can possibly get right now. You know, so I give Bernie Sanders a lot of credit for that. It wasn't a photo op. It was after the town hall meeting that he had. The cameras were off, and you know, somebody recorded him on their cell phone, and I thought it was a cool, touching moment with Bernie Sanders, which, you know.
Well, Bernie has always struck me as just a decent person.
Yeah.
You know, above and beyond anything else.
MXT says Bernie is almost as old as me. That's true. Almost. Dungeon Buster says he did some research on Andromeda, and it's not good news. He also says Trump's ego is writing checks our nation is going to be forced to cash. Oh man, Freak 5, you're something else. He said I changed Bernie's diapers, son of a bitch. exiled all of you. All right, and that's it. We've got some reviews.
I got my lulls first.
Oh, you have a lulls? It's not in the document.
Yeah, while browsing this torrent website for primarily erotic content, Japanese content.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the live action content titles are just hilariously translated. Like, here's one. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Getting pounded from behind with the pantyhose still on. The juicy white flesh peeking through ripped pantyhose will take you to the limit.
Yeah.
That is just ridiculous.
All right.
I don't know. It actually made sense. I've seen much stranger. Much worse.
It's just that they're so long.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, that's the thing about Japanese summaries and stuff like that. It's like they fit a lot more meaning into a much smaller bit of text.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's even with Japanese characters, that's still a lot of text to write.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on here. We have some reviews. Eric, let's start out with your reviews. I've got a couple of reviews. Did I do Logan last week, guys? Do you remember?
I don't think you did. We did.
Okay. I had a chance to see Logan, so and Get Out. So, Eric, start with Kong Skull Island. I think
it's just Kong Skull Island. It's not King Kong Skull Island.
Yeah,
but this is a B movie interpretation of the Kong story, and it takes place in the middle in the early 70s, like 73, I think. So it's during the Vietnam War. Basically, the plot is that a bunch of soldiers who are about to get leave are hired to do one last mission to escort a guy who supposedly wants to go to this place to find out what's on this island, even though he already knows what's on this island, because you find out later that he wants revenge for Kong killing his family. Not a big surprise, but it's, you know, it's tropey nonsense. But
let's try to do it without spoilers, Eric, please, for those who haven't seen it.
You're not going to watch this movie for the plot. That's all I have to say.
It's all right to spoil it. You're not fucking caring anyway.
But anyways, they go to the island, and he's kind of like the sociopathic replacement for Dunham in this movie. which is funny because his name isn't Dunham, so I was wondering why they didn't go with that choice. But they get to the island, of course, they get picked off one by one, and like almost immediately they run into Kong, and he decimates like half, like a 2/3 of their group. But the rest of the movie is about them getting back together and finding a way to escape the island. But Samuel L. Jackson, the lieutenant, wants to get revenge on Kong for killing all his men because he's also a sociopath. And he won't say take no for an answer. Sorry about coughing. But it's pretty good campy stuff. I mean, it's also a creature feature because like there's a bunch of gigantic creatures on the island, but it's not super creepy like Peter Jackson where there's a bunch of creepy crawlies, but there are these giant lizard monsters that Kong fights, and he kicks ass, of course. So it's almost like a kaiju battle movie where it is humans interacting with Kong movie.
Well, they are planning the Godzilla versus King Kong movie. So.
Yeah. I like the fact that it pushed the PG-13 limit. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
I kind of wish it was rated R myself. Yeah. But, it did a lot of things you don't usually see in PG-13 movies.
Yeah, yeah.
All I can say is Godzilla better win on both sides of the Atlantic.
No.
So, yeah, I'm going to give this movie a 9 out of 10. And the best thing from this movie is that a lot of people were there to see the movie, which I kind of wasn't expecting because it was a Saturday. Most people go on the first day. But everybody clapped at the end of the movie, which doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, All right, so 8 out of 10 for Kong. What about Justice League Dark?
Well, I don't have much more to say than what Mug said in his review, but I liked it, and it was nice to see Swamp Thing actually live up to his title of being a swamp god, and his powers are interesting.
But, what's funny is that he's actually he was described at least during the Alan Moore run. I haven't kept up with it really past that.
Also, I didn't know that Constantine and Swamp Thing were DC properties.
Yeah, I mean like this.
I thought they were Valiant properties.
No, it's like DC. Swamp Thing was always DC, and then there was like they. Yeah, the original series lasted for maybe like 15 issues. Then they restarted it with they didn't restart it. They continued it on with the Saga of the Swamp Thing, which ran for like 150 issues. And I think Alan Moore's run on it was like it was issues like 20, issue 20 to like 84 or something like that. But like in that time, like he was described as an Earth Elemental, like he is this this fundamental creature of of plant life, the green, anything that grows that's not an animal, he has influence if not absolute control over.
So that basically makes him a god.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, he is a god.
Also, he's kind of immortal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So what are you giving Justice League Dark, Eric?
I'm gonna give it also a 9 out of 10.
All right, I'm going to have to watch that one as well.
I think Dead Man was good comic relief, otherwise he didn't do much in the movie. Yeah. And I think it was funny that the monster that they had to fight in the beginning of the movie was almost a reference. I know it's a biblical creature, but it almost felt more like a reference to Dogma than anything else.
Yeah. I also liked having Batman as the man, too. Like, I am not accepting all of this shit. I'm rationalizing like hell.
He's
right
now. Mr. Satan. It's all special effects.
Yeah, I am rationalizing. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Anyways, I also didn't know Zatanna was that strong. It was also nice seeing Zatanna again because I think the only other time I saw Zatanna was in the few episodes she was involved in with the Batman animated series run.
Yeah, she's pretty underrepresented in DC animation.
And also, John Constantine is a better representation than he ever was in that fucking live-action movie. That was awful.
I liked the live-action movie.
I liked it, but I felt like... I liked it, let me finish first break. I liked it, but I also felt like it was missing something, like his badassery and magic which isn't represented all in the movie. That was its biggest failing, I think.
Okay. Constantine, well, I see. I remember when Constantine was first introduced in Swamp Thing. And so it's like, you know, it takes a lot of liberties with the character, but I still, you know, like I really enjoyed, I loved it. It's like, you know, there were so many aspects of the film that I loved. I loved Tilda Swinton as Gabriel. I absolutely fucking adored Peter Stormare as Satan. He's actually my favorite cinematic portrayal of Satan of all time. But the depiction of hell I thought was really interesting. You know, it's not what I wouldn't call it a great movie, but I would call it a solid 8.
Yeah.
What, Constantine, you mean?
Yeah, Constantine.
I haven't seen the live action TV series. Is that worth checking out?
It apparently is. I mean, like the guy who voiced Constantine in Justice League Dark is Matt Ryan, who played him in the live action show.
I didn't know the quarterback.
He also had a cameo on Arrow.
Yeah.
Is it a Netflix show?
And also he plays quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, that's different. Never mind. Sorry, guys.
Is it a Netflix show, or do I have to like subscribe to weird AMC shit?
Yeah, you got to subscribe to something else to get Constantine, the TV show.
Just wait for the DVDs and rent those from Netflix.
Yep. I give Kong an 8 out of 10. I have not seen Justice League Dark,
by the way. I saw The Conjuring 2.
Yep.
Which is a much better movie than the original.
Yeah,
and there's definitely a bigger budget involved because there's a lot more special effects going on in this. Primarily, the stuff that's anything that's related to the demon, like the especially the Crooked Man, which is a really fucked up song if you think about it.
Yeah, I like the original. Okay, even though I'm a skeptic, I like the original country.
The original was about a ghost hunting, and this one's about a demon who's using a ghost as a shield.
Yeah, it's good. I like The Conjuring 2. I agree with you, Eric. I thought it was better than the second or the first.
Well, I'm gonna give this an 8.5. She should check it out. And I like how the movie almost like makes fun of the Catholic Church by being useless.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of religious promotion in this movie, but oh well.
Well, it's supposed to be based on true events, and they did a lot with the church.
In the sense that people actually contacted a church about the supposed exorcism or haunting that they had.
No, I just meant in the characters themselves
are actually demons.
Yeah. I liked it.
I'm just referring to the characters. Like the characters are actually religious people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're based on people that really existed. Yeah.
I know that we're real religious people. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what are you giving?
So it's less about being a religious overtone, more about being authentic.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give this an 8.
Yep. 8 out of 10, which is a good score for a horror movie, especially coming from Eric. I highly recommend watching Conjuring 2. I liked it quite a bit.
I wonder if there will be a Conjuring 3. Also, the demon in this movie is the demon that they hint at the end of the first movie.
Yeah.
At least that's the impression.
To answer your question, there is going to be a Conjuring 3 and a spinoff of the demon that you're talking about that I don't want to get into.
I don't know if I want to see the spinoff because the last spinoff they did, Annabelle.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, it was really terrible. Bad. I didn't like the spinoff, but this one looks good.
Sorry.
Phew, wow. What was that?
That was the demon, apparently.
Yeah, that was the demon for sure. That's the name of the show. That was the demon. I have a couple of quick-hitting reviews. I know we may have done Logan on the show before. I can't remember if these guys did it or not. But Logan was awesome. It's definitely a rated R movie. I highly recommend it. There's not a piece of that movie. I think I did do it last week, actually, Logan. I gave it a 10 out of 10, the first time I've ever given a movie. Get Out is another movie I want to talk about. I know I was jealous of Mug. He actually had a chance to go watch it, and I just watched it today, actually, and I was super impressed with Get Out. It's going to be
scared,
my...
right?
What's that?
I said you're still scared, right?
Dude, it's a different type of scary movie. Like, Mug and I were discussing it before we got on. As this goes on... Hang on a second, guys. Hang on. Mug, talk about Get Out a little bit while I deal with this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought, you know, I thought Get Out was fantastic. I mean, I didn't find it to be as much of a horror movie as the trailers made it out to be. It's got more of a, you know, kind of a dark sense of humor to it than I mean, it's like there's a lot of social satire at work. I mean, it's like it really and some people criticize it's like it's not very original. It's like, well, it kind of combines some you get shades of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the Stepford Wives. And a lot of these things, but it's all, you know, and it's
I
not
never
about
watched the Stepford Wives.
Yeah, don't watch the remake, watch the original. It's not really about like, you know, how original it is. It's about how well executed it is, and Get Out is extremely well executed.
And you know what? There is some originality to this movie. Like, I was watching a shot. Like, I have a keen eye when it comes to directing, and some of the shots, you know, I give the cinematographers credit a lot of times, but this time I thought it was the way that what's his name, Jordan Peele, the director, kind of like move shit along. You know what I mean? Like he had a way of moving cameras to where it kind of it was a slower than average horror movie, but you didn't feel that way throughout the whole movie. I felt like it was kind of claustrophobic in a way.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the first act, before you really get a feel for what the fuck's going on, is like everything is just like really tense. Like, it really kind of puts you in the mindset of this, you know, this black guy who's around a bunch of white people, and it's just like, and because everyone keeps saying all this stuff, it's like, oh, I'm sure you mean well when you say that, but that's kind of weird, you know, not okay, really awkward.
Right. They weren't normal things that you would
bring
up.
What
Mug is saying is some of the stuff that was talked about in the movie aren't normal things that you would normally talk about with someone else, regardless of color. I'm guessing that's what
you're talking about. Yeah, like the UFC shit. It's like, really?
Just these weird comments on the black guy's physicality. These are not things you talk about, and yet these are things that white people say to black people. Like, this is shit that really does happen. It's like, people are so clueless that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when people talk about, you know, when they say, like, when they refer to, a black person as being, oh, he's so well-spoken, I'm like, why would you expect anything less?
Right,
Because he's black?
Right.
You know, or trying to say something, you know, dude, trying to say something nice about, you know, Hispanics, like, they're hard workers. I'm like, did you say that because they're Hispanic?
Right,
you know, because they typically, yeah, like, you know, the stereotype is that they work, you know, manual labor jobs.
Or the opposite, they're lazy and don't want to do anything.
You get Schrodinger's Mexican who's simultaneously lazy and, you know, doesn't sleeps all the time, and yet, you know, does all these hard labor jobs that, you know, that Americans
that
don't want
to
do.
Nobody wants to do. Yeah.
And maybe he's sleeping all the time because he's done all that hard labor. And
yeah, no shit. Yeah, he's like, you know, he's either working or he's sleeping because, you know, he's devoted to his family and he wants to provide for them.
Right.
You know,
right.
Fucking imagine that.
You know, this is something that I don't normally talk about with scary movies. And if a scary movie does this to me, this particular thing, like make you feel like a sense of dread, then most likely I'm going to like the movie. I like movies like that. Like, you mentioned a perfect one. The original Invasion of the Body Snatchers, even the 70s one was pretty okay.
The 70s one with Donald Sutherland, I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, that was really good. And you get this sense of dread, you know, like there's no escape type thing. And that's, I mean, I love that. I love that about horror movies, that they can make you feel that emotion. No other movie really, really kind of does that. Like, you know, action movies, obviously comedy, stuff like that.
There are a couple of gunshots of note at the end of the movie. And the second to last one, I applauded. I was like, yes,
yeah,
thank you.
It's a great movie, man.
The one thing I don't like about Get Out is the promoting of the TSA. It's like, really?
Yeah, that's that. But that's kind of – it's sort of like the point of in
Maybe in an ideal world, the TSA would have actually been a competent organization.
But. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if I wouldn't really call it promotion of the TSA because that character was very obviously being played for laughs. Yeah. It's like, you know, he's like, I'm confident because I'm a member. You know, it's like I work for the TSA. Like, I know all this stuff. It's like, that's not why you're doing. It's like, you may be a smart guy who happens to work for the TSA, but yeah, you're competent has nothing to do with you working for the TSA.
Yeah, to me, this was a perfect movie for another reason. It's one of the few movies that uses humor properly. Like, you remember I was talking about the sense of dread, and basically. Those very few moments of humor within the movie broke that tension up just enough to let me breathe just a little bit. You know what I mean? And that's what a great movie does. It takes you kind of on a roller coaster. You know what I mean? And this movie is it's one of the best directed movies I've seen in quite some time. I saw Hacksaw Ridge a few weeks ago, and I was going to do a review on it. That's a great movie as well. I probably would give that 7.5, 8 out of 10. This movie, it's a perfect 10 for me. I think you have to see it at the theater with the music and the atmosphere and stuff like that. It's worth your money. That's two movies I've given 10 out of 10s to, Logan and Get Out. And I can't recommend them enough. They're just great movies. Get Out, especially. I think you guys would really, really enjoy that movie. So 10 out of 10 for Get Out. In my view, a stunning directorial debut. You don't get directors like that come along maybe once every 10, 15 years. So kudos to Peele for pulling it off. He's mostly known for comedies, and he pulled off a really good horror movie. So, you know. Good job on that front. So, all right, is there anything that you guys want to talk about before we kind of end the show? I've got some stuff to do here. I know Mug's quite busy with his move.
We got some free-for-alls, but I think we should save them for next week.
Yeah, we'll – you know what, Eric? Let's skip the news next week so we can get through these
Yeah, we've had some free-for-alls on the docket for like months that we haven't gotten to.
We'll get to these next week. We'll just do a show full of free-for-alls and stinkos.
I might have a review of Beauty and the Beast.
I want to see that too. It looks amazing.
Because I would see T2 Trainspotting too, but I haven't seen the first one yet in full, so I'm going to watch that first before I see that movie.
Yeah, MXT is exiled for liking Vampire Diaries. He said.
Also, Power Rangers comes out next week.
Oh, yeah. Also, I should have given a sweeto to the return of Samurai Jack.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not so sure I'll be sold on that because, like, it sounds like they're actually wrapping up the series and they might actually have a decent narrative because that was the problem with the last Samurai Jack. They kept moving goalposts and it just kept going and never ended.
Well, and that's definitely they did not finish, and that's hopefully what they're going to do is get finished.
So yeah.
MXT says Ian Somerhalder was almost Batman. That would have been an unmitigated disaster.
No, also, the thing is, Brake, is they made the show the idea that they could sell merchandise, and so that's why they kept it going.
Eric, that's a lot of cartoons, Eric, unfortunately.
Eric, I was talking. MXT is exiled. He said Ian Somerhalder was almost Batman, which I think would have been an unmitigated disaster, but that's just me.
I also wanted to mention something.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
But let's see. Now I forgot. Great.
Yeah, you interrupted me to forget. Cool. Right on, Eric. Good job, man. All right.
I'm kind of drunk right now, though, so forgive me.
I can tell, man. You're a little tipsy, bud. It's okay. We've all been there. We've all been there. All right. None more than Breakman. Breakman's been there probably more than any of us. All right, let's...
I didn't know it was a contest, but okay.
I know. I'm just making shit up as I go along.
Shut up, man.
All right, let's see.
Go on.
MXT says Ian Somerhalder is great. How dare you? You're exiled, MXT, again. You might be going for the record here, MXT, although that link earlier was pretty awesome. All right, let's do our plugs. Let's start with Breakman.
You can find me at break_man and at RP Grinders.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Hopefully next week we'll shout out the GoFundMe for your friend, man. I think that's really important. And watch the RP Grinders Twitter feed to get that link so you can donate a little bit of money, whatever you got, just to help out. You know, I mean, even $5 helps out. But if you have more, donate more for sure. Let's see. Mug, your plugs.
You can find me on Twitter, or basically anywhere. It's at Moriamug, Moriamug.
All right. Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug that Power Rangers and Freedom Planet 2 are coming out next week. You should definitely buy Freedom Planet 2 if you like Sonic-like games that are actually good. Or,
oh yeah, sorry, I remember. I was thinking Freedom Planet, and then it's like I was like, oh yeah, I remember watching footage of it, and actually it looked like a pretty solid game. I mean,
Nier Automata is out on PCs today, so if you want a superior version of the game, and I got a rig that can make it a superior version, get it there instead of getting it on PS4. Yeah, unless you like really like the idea of trophies, but trophies are for fucking losers.
Don't hold back.
Take that, Chivos.
Take that.
Tell them. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah,
your platinum. I just know there are a bunch of Cheever whores out there, and I feel sorry for them that they're Cheever whores. They've fallen into a trap that they can't escape.
Yeah. All right. Maybe what
they're
else?
Just playing the game the way they want to, and they're enjoying
it. Well, that's possible, but I also think it's kind of gross and wrong, and it's clearly more signs of addiction than it is more often than not.
All right. Maybe we'll talk about that next week, okay. Eric. Anything else, Mug?
No, that's it for me.
All right, and Breakman, you did yours. Eric, anything else you want to plug?
You can find reviews of games on sites I write, on sites like BossBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, FogNetwork.com, GameTactics.com, and NOSGamers.com. And particularly on NOSGamers this week, I have a review of East Origin for the PS4. Just for PS4 because the Vita version was delayed.
Okay. My shout outs go to everybody in chat, MXT, Dungeon Buster, Freak 5 Chaos, anybody listening, all of our listeners. Well, you know, we've been getting a lot of hits on Facebook. We've had a spike in Facebook views, so thanks to all those people for checking that out and checking out the show. Make sure you tell your friends about the show. That's going to be the most important thing to grow.
I wonder where they're primarily hearing about us from, though.
I have no idea. We'd like to hear. Tweet us at RP Grinders. We would really like to hear from all of you out there. As much as I appreciate Freak 5 and MXT and Dungeon and a few others, we'd like to hear from new voices. Unless you're going to troll me, then that doesn't work either. Thanks to my co-host, of course, everybody else out there. And my Twitter feed at Frank Branches specifically, in case you want to just hear about a bunch of nonsense. Let's see. Freak 5 has a show called Zombies Anonymous. Pretty good, I might say so myself. Yeah, I guess on episode 77, when it comes out, had Lauren from the Malvi broadcast on as a guest. So, of course, pegging and sounding was mentioned. Yes, that's a kind of a...
At the same time? Show.
Yeah, pegging and sounding.
Nice.
That's going to be one to listen to, so make sure you check that out, especially if you're a fan of zombies or the Mouthy broadcast. So without further ado, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, please stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here.
Yeah, I have something to say.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Eric.
Also, drink irresponsibly, and you'll end up like the guy in the first episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where he ended up having gay sex with a guy, and the guy says, "How's that ass feeling?"
There you go.
Oh, that kind of reminds me. Moria, did you watch the last season of Always Sunny?
No, I've only seen up to like season 4.
Oh, okay.
All right, everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are.
It might be Get Crunk Day, but don't get too crunk.
Yeah, don't get too crunk on Irish Day or whatever they're calling it, St. Patrick's Day. Till next week. We are out.